Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My name is Sean Pendergast. To my right is Richard Lord.
He's a beer.
Radio veteran of 20 to 99 years. What's happening, Rich?
I'm just so anxious to get into the show. I jumped you there. Sorry.
That's okay. Did you have a nice weekend?
Very good weekend. How about you?
It was good. Brian McDonald behind the glass, of course. He's our producer. And no, it was a nice weekend. You know,
just might have something to do with the fact that I got to watch what I considered some real football.
Yeah, we'll
that was kind of cool.
We'll go more long form into the AAF a little later on this hour. Just general
thumbs up.
General takeaway. I enjoyed watching it on Saturday. Now that may have been because I had a sawbuck or two down on the Orlando Apollos over
shocking
the Atlanta Legends -7.5.
But all the home teams covered, right?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah, I believe so. I didn't bet on either of the Sunday games, but. My handicap, as you may have heard in the toss, was that Atlanta, their OC, Michael Vick, which honestly, that would have been enough for me to bet against Atlanta to begin with, that their OC is Michael Vick.
Incredible.
But he left 3 days before the season started. He just left the team.
Well,
he left.
He had to. Atlanta's the town where he's offended more people than anywhere else, right?
Well, I think, he's revered in Atlanta.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But it is where his transgressions took place.
It is, but they still love him in Atlanta. But he left. He had other things to do, I guess. And Steve Spurrier's on the other side. So all I needed was for Spurrier to go into run-up-the-score mode on a team that had no OC going into the game. Where do I sign?
Our old friend Kenneth Farrow making
an impact
with San Antonio.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
Greg Ward making an impact with San Antonio.
Joey Mbu was on that team, too, the defensive lineman. That is one thing.
It's one of the things that made it more fun to watch.
I think strategically. If you're asking me which league, the AAF or the soon-to-be XFL next year, has the geography thing more to how I would do it, it's the AAF. Because what they've done is they've plunked the eight teams down. A couple of them are in NFL cities, and I don't know how that's going to go. Arizona barely drew flies to that game, let alone a crowd. But they plunked them in cities where you can – there's enough of a radius of college football players that played within X amount of miles that you can – get some local intrigue going. Trent Richardson scored a couple touchdowns for the Birmingham team. You know, all the
also fumbled
the Houston kid, but whatever. I'm just saying he's on the team.
I'm kidding.
I'm saying he's on the team. Like the three U of H kids. If you're a U of H fan, that was pretty cool to watch him. And Greg Ward was out there making plays, man.
He was not only catching the ball but throwing the football.
Yeah, and I don't know that there's anything to read into this, but this is it's just entertainment.
It was a week after the Super Bowl, and we got to watch entertaining football. I'm not saying it was NFL level football. It's probably at best NFL 2s and 3s out there, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, well, the ratings, and take this for what you want to take it, because the first week of XFL football back in the day drew some of the biggest ratings in the history of network TV.
And I plan to overreact to this number, Sean.
By the end of the season, the XFL was drawing some of the worst numbers in the history of broadcast television.
Right.
The AAF, the Alliance of American Football, beat the Rockets and the Thunder on Saturday night, 2.1 to 2.0.
On national TV.
So I had an overreact, Rich. Let's hear it.
Wow, I think the AAF is here to stay.
Yeah.
No, and actually, that is a pretty out there take, because not one of these upstart spring leagues has ever survived. Next one that survives will be the first one.
Yeah. Well, this one clearly has a cooperative thing going on with the NFL.
It does. And all you need to know is if you go to NFL.com and click scoreboard, you've got AAF results.
Yeah, that's it. It's nice that they have it somewhere, because the AAF's own website doesn't have them. This is not, as someone who likes.
Sure? I thought I went
on
there for
Sunday
those.
Morning, they didn't have
oh,
the
on
scores.
Sunday morning. I think as of this morning, they had updated.
That's great. Well, that's really neat.
No, you're right.
You should be updating
right.
as the game goes along,
I totally
as we've become
agree.
Accustomed to.
They need Gamecast.
2019. They do. They need Gamecast. I'm going there Sunday, the day after the games. I'm like, oh, I'd like to look at the box score and see how some of the more familiar names did. Click on schedule. It's as if the games haven't even been played. They're just listed there. Week one, here's the schedule. Show me a score. Anyways, we'll get more into what we liked and didn't like about that league. But the NFL gods, Rich, have dropped a couple big items into our lap.
They have.
Early on a Monday.
They absolutely have. There's nothing like coming in on a Monday and hearing on your way in to do this show that the NFL, specifically Kyler Murray and specifically John Dorsey have given us a lot to talk about.
So Kyler Murray is, and I don't think this is surprising to anybody, he's definitely going pro now. He put up a tweet earlier today with a picture of him, and I won't read the whole thing, but move the money shot in all this. Moving forward, I am firmly and fully committing my life and time to becoming an NFL quarterback. So I guess the Oakland A's can take down that number 73 jersey that they have in his locker at spring training.
Well, a couple of things, Sean. Yeah, the number 73 that's been waiting for him like a shrine.
It'll be sitting there for a couple of days now. A long, long time.
Exactly.
Like he died.
Number one, I didn't realize this until earlier today. In all our discussion about Kyler Murray, I'm not sure it's ever come up that no one in the history of the MLB and the NFL has been a first-round pick in both sports. So Kyler Murray has obviously an opportunity to do that with this full commitment to the NFL today. And that statement that you just quoted made no mention whatsoever of baseball nor the Oakland A's.
I think some would argue that if he doesn't become that person that's drafted in the first round of both sports, that he made a bad decision.
Yeah.
People will argue that if he falls to the second round, certainly if he falls out of the second round into the third round, I don't see that happening just based on the buzz that he's created. I think ultimately the combine, even as poorly as he did in that Dan Patrick interview, I think he'll be coached up to do fine at the combine. He'll get on the whiteboard, he'll do his things, and he'll show off the physical tools. He'll measure at about 5'8" probably, but that's nothing we didn't already know about Kyler Murray. But he's going football. He's going football.
Oh, yeah,
football.
He's all in on football.
And if he's not a first-round pick in football, then there will be a lot of people second-guessing his decision.
Right. The net gain for Kyler Murray's baseball experience, at least to this point, he gets to keep $210,000 of the $4.66 million.
That's a nice nest egg.
It actually isn't a bad little consolation prize.
Think back to 22-year-old Rich Lord, and if someone handed you $210,000 to start off life with, right?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So Kyler Murray, and the other part that I find somewhat interesting, and we've been over this ground certainly, the Oakland A's, because they signed Kyler Murray to a contract, will receive no compensation for losing Kyler Murray, which is a loophole the MLB is already talking about attempting to close in the future with two-sport athletes. But what I also found interesting was the A's retain his baseball rights.
Okay,
so if he crashes and burns somehow, who knows, a variety of possible ways, I suppose, especially given his diminutive stature. By the way, side note, my over-under at the combine is 5'9" on the measurables.
I'll go under.
Me too.
Yeah.
I will take
I'll
the
under
as well. But you know, my point was, though, I think the Oakland A's, obviously, would welcome him with open arms were he at some point down the road to change his mind. He's still a very young man.
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah. Anything to make your baseball team better.
Right.
And especially the Oakland A's, who have to do it differently than other teams because they're so cash strapped.
Exactly.
I think obviously they would 100% do that.
Billy Beane was asked, their VP was asked in Arizona today, if he had it to do over, would he draft Kyler Murray again? Which is just such a dumb question, given that he knows that Kyler Murray is going to play football.
What did he say?
Beane said, quote, "If I get do-overs, can I invest in Apple stock 30 years ago? I don't get do-overs."
Yeah, that's probably the right answer to
that
question.
It is the right
question.
Answer.
Yeah, I don't feel for the Oakland A's at all, and it's not because they share a division with the Houston Astros. These are professional sports teams. They agreed to allow Kyler Murray to play football for a year at OU, and they had to know that there was a marginal chance of this happening. They had to know that if he was going to get to start for a year, that there was at least a sliver of a chance of this happening. I don't think anybody would
have
thought.
I think that's all it was a sliver.
I do, too. I don't think anybody would have looked at Kyler Murray's situation going into this year and thought that, A, he would win the Heisman Trophy, one, but B, that he would garner such interest from the NFL. And it's almost like a perfect storm for the A's, Rich, in that Kyler Murray did everything that he needed to do to put himself in this position. And meanwhile, over in the NFL, the game has evolved in such a way that it's put Kyler Murray into this position as well. The game now is much more friendly to Kyler Murray-sized quarterbacks than it was even 4 or 5 years ago. If Russell Wilson were coming out, another guy who played some baseball and was drafted, I think, by the Rangers back in the day.
Yeah.
If Russell Wilson were coming out of Wisconsin after he played that fifth year there, prior to that he was with NC State for a few years, if Russell Wilson were coming out in the draft, he would not be a third-round pick again. He would probably be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
The league has just become much more friendly. The height thing doesn't scare teams away as much anymore if you've got playmaking ability.
I would totally agree with that, but I would also add to that, It's not like the height thing is no longer a factor whatsoever. He's got, you know, some height issues to overcome, just as Baker Mayfield does, just as Russell Wilson did, just as Drew Brees did, to a certain extent, Case Keenum has done. It's not a lock to me, as it appears to be to a lot of people I'm hearing and reading, that Kyler Murray is going to be a star in the NFL.
No, I don't think it's a lock any of these quarterbacks are going to be a star.
I mean, even though over the last couple of years, NFL teams are batting a pretty high average on first-round quarterbacks, more so than they have historically, but this kid's still got to prove quite a bit.
He does, and I think, yeah, obviously, if he were 6'2", he'd be the runaway number one pick in the draft.
No doubt.
So, of course, that's the mark against him right now, is that he's only 5'8", and I would say that none of these quarterbacks that are in this draft are a lock to be anything. I don't think any quarterback coming into the league, short of an Andrew Luck or a Peyton Manning, are a lock to be anything. I'm super intrigued by him, and I would say that there are probably, with respect to Kyler Murray, and we'll save this for later. I'm intrigued by him as a player. I'm super intrigued by him in certain situations with certain teams. We can get into that later on in the show. We got to get into the other bit of news that we kind of teased here that you mentioned.
Yeah.
John Dorsey and the Cleveland Browns signing Kareem Hunt to a one-year deal. Terms not disclosed yet. As soon as we hear what they are, we'll let you know. But
I feel like we do a whole show on this one.
His case actually still needs to be vetted by the league. The league is still doing their investigation into his domestic violence issue that was caught on video at a hotel in Cleveland last year. The Chiefs, when that video surfaced in season, the Chiefs decided to let him go. And Kareem Hunt, who's from Ohio, went to Toledo. The incident in question took place in Cleveland.
Smacked a young lady around in Cleveland.
He signs with the Browns. And if this news had not come out yet, if Kareem Hunt were still a free agent, and you were to ask me who are the top teams most likely to sign Kareem Hunt when you look at all the tea leaves, Cleveland would have been way high up on the list.
Definitely.
For one, John Dorsey is the guy that drafted him in Kansas City. But I think the other thing, too, is Cleveland and the Browns are probably at the peak of their love affair since they returned to the league in 1999, which sounds weird because they were 7-8-1 last year.
No, but it's the true. Green Arrow, 6-2 in the second half?
They were 5-3. They were 2-6-1 and then went 5-3 in the second half. The Arrow is, they are 2-5-1. The Arrow's pointed up. The Green Arrow's pointed up next to the Browns. I think they're going to win the AFC North next year, if you want to know the truth. And they can heat check things like this right now with their fan base, is my guess.
I agree. It's, you know, the question becomes, for a lot of people I know, does he deserve this opportunity? And, you know, I almost feel a little bit like a phony when I say, I don't want him on my team, but I can't deny him the opportunity to continue his career.
That's my view.
Whenever the NFL decides what the appropriate punishment will be for him for that video surfacing. This is not a Ray Rice situation, a player in decline who was a marginal player at that point in his career. This is a kid with one full year in the league, and he led the league in rushing in that one full year. Vastly talented running back who is obviously going to garner interest from NFL teams. But doesn't that make us a little bit of slightly phony? Don't want him on my team, but he can. But I certainly think he can play.
Maybe, look, certain teams have higher thresholds for that sort of thing. Certain organizations and businesses have higher thresholds for conduct. If everybody had the same, then there'd be no nuance to this at all.
There's certainly a limited number of teams that would have done what Cleveland did.
Yeah, I guess this is a better way to put it, Rich, is the view, because I agree with you. If I were, say I were running the Texans, I wouldn't want him on the Texans. I wouldn't want him on my team. But it's not up to me to run the other 31 teams in the league. It's not up to me to tell them how to do their business. So if they have a policy that allows him, once he's paid his debt, to society and to the league, that if they feel like they can withstand whatever storm is going to be put on their organization, that's their right to do so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.